The Gemara in Kuf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph quotes a Mishnah in Kiddushin, Maisa B'chomnish Noshim, that a boy wanted to marry a whole bunch of girls, and he stole Paris from their farm. But it's not Hashmita, so everything is Hefker, so it's not Gezel. So, and then he was Mekadosh them with the Perish Viz, so the Mishnah says that it's good. So the Men Haschinoch, in the first in mitzvah pei dalet, that's in Parshas Mishpatim on the pasuk Vashviyas Tishmiten on the Tashta, is supposed to see Shnas Hashmita. So we talk a little bit about Shmita. So there's a mitzvah to be mafke the Paris of Shnas Hashmita. So he clears the shaila, and then he says after he cleared the shaila, and he thought about it for a long time, he found that it was a machlekes Rabbi Yosef Kara and the Mabit. It's one of the famous machlekes, and Rabbi Yosef Kara is of the opinion that the mitzvah on the farmer is to be mafka the peris. Kozman, the farmer, is not mafka. The peris are not hefka. It doesn't become hefka automatically. And whoever takes the peris before the farmer is mafka, is over on gezel. And the Mabit disagrees. And he says, no, it's afkaita. The malka becomes hefka automatically. So the Mechatz Chinuch raises an issue. Women are potter from mitzvah says the Shazman Grom. So Shemitah comes once every 7 years. So if you learn like Rabbi Yosef Karo that it's a mitzvah part of the farmer to be mafkirid, so the women probably not mechuyev in the mitzvah. Should be a mitzvah says the Shazman Grama, women are potter. So why is it if you hold like the Mabit, it's automatically hefker. So even if a woman owns the farm, it's also going to be hefker. But if you hold like Rabbi Yosef Karo that it's a mitzvah on the part of the farmer to be mafkir, so why is it so obvious that the women usually volunteer to shake a lulav and they usually volunteer to listen to tkiyas, but they don't have to if they don't want to. So maybe they weren't mafka de Paris. Why is it so obvious? So he points out that it could be that this is not really called the mitzvah seser shazman grama. Take for example, there's a famous Ramban in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, where the Mishnah says that women are exempt from mitzvah such as magrama. So the Mishnah doesn't give you too many examples of which mitzvahs the mechuyev, which they're potter from. So the Ramban adds on a few. So the Ramban writes, the way it's printed in the Ramban, that women are mechuyev in Sfiras HaOmer. So everybody asks the Kasha, how can it be? Sfiras HaOmer is vada mitzvah such as magrama. The Zman is mechayev you to count the Sfir. How is it possible to say otherwise? So years, in his early years, Rav Soloveitchik used to say, don't waste your time to try to break your head to figure out Pshat and Ramban. It's obviously a Torah Sefer. There's a tshuva in the Divrei Malkiel. So Divrei Malkiel has, I think, 8 volumes of tshuvas. He was the rabbi in Lomja in Lithuania. So in the earlier tshuva, in the early volume, he writes that it's a Torah Sefer and don't waste time. In the later volume, he says what Rav Soloveitchik said in his last years also, that maybe it does make sense. Maybe it's not a mitzvah session I'm coming from. Shazman Gram. So the Achrayim all have a pshat. The Avnei Nezer has a pshat, and some of the Rishonim say it as well. That it depends, perhaps, whether Sfira Saimer Bizmanazah is the Raisa, the Rabbanon. The Sfira Saimer Bizmanazah is the Rabbanon. What does it mean? The Hakrovas Minchas Oimer is Mechayiv in Sfira. So Hakrovas, the Chiv to bring the Minchas Oimer, that's a Zman Gram. But once you bring the Minchas HaOmer, so the Minchas HaOmer is Mechayiv in Sfira. Liyam HaVeach HaMesar Matnufa, so that's not as Zman Grama. The Akrovas Minchas HaOmer is Mechayiv. Even though the Mechayiv to bring the Minchas HaOmer, that's a Chayiv HaTzibur, that's not a Chayiv HaYochid. So the Chayiv HaTzibur is as Zman Grama. Tez Zayin Nisan is Mechayiv to bring Minchas HaOmer. But if you say Sfira HaOmer B'Zman HaZeh is the Rabbanon, because there's no Minchas HaOmer, means the Minchas HaOmer is Mechayiv. So that's not called as Zman Grama. So that's what he suggests to Minchas Chinuch. That's what the Avnei Nezer and several other recent Gedolim say that suggestion. It's interesting, the Maram Chalva was from the base Midrash Shalhor Ramban. So the Maram Chalva passed away, and his son got up from Shiva, and he wrote, my father just passed away, and I better start writing down everything I heard from my father, or we're going to forget everything. And all we have is this vort. All that survived, he must have written a lot more. All that survived is, they printed one page where he has this teretz that the Achrayim say. Maram Chalva Amsachim has a lot of original ideas that are found in Achrayim. It's very interesting. He already thought a different style of thinking. So the Minchas Chinuch suggests that over here also. Even if one should say that it's a chayvus hagavra to be mafkid the peres, like Beis Yosef, not like the Mabit, but it could be the shnas hashmita, the zman causes that the peres have kedushas peres shvius. And once the kedushas have kedushas peres shvius, then it's a mitzvah on the farmer to be mafkid the peres. But it's not that the zman is mechayiv him. He's mechayiv to be mafkid the peres even if it's 10 years after the shnas hashmita, if they didn't get spoiled, if they didn't get ruined. The zman is what causes that the kedushas that grow, the peres that grow in Eretz Yisrael have kedusha, and the peres that have kedushas peres shvius, that's mechayiv you to be mafkid. So it could be that that's not as magram. So he discusses the din. The Gemara says that women are potter from tzitzis because bidarshan and reis ma'ase pratik sus laila, that tzitzis is a mitzvah says as magram. So he says that, but there's an achlekes we know between Tosfos and the Rosh against the Rambam. Tosfos and the Rosh hold that ksus laila, pajamas are potter from tzitzis, but not that laila is potter. The Rambam holds that laila is potter. So Tosfos themselves ask that Bishlem, according to the Rambam, that Laila's potter means that the Zman is Mechayiv you. The Zman of Yon is Mechayiv, the Zman of Laila is not Mechayiv in Tzitzis. So that's a Zman Grama. But if you all like the Tosfos, that Ksus Laila is potter, so what is that? Why is that called the Mitzvah says such as Zman Grama? The Zman is not Mechayiv. So Tosfos answers, it's a little bit of Dechik, so Tosfos says, since Man plays a role in being Koveya, whether you're Mechayiv in a Mitzvah, so that's also called the Zman Grama. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch is Ma'ur over here. If you say that Svar of Tosfos, so even if you say what the Minchas Chinuch said, that this man is Goyrim, that the Peres have Kedushas Peres Shvius, and the Kedushas Peres Shvius is what's Mechayev the farmer to be Mafke them, that should still be a mitzvah says the Shaz Magrama, because Peres Shvius has to do with this man, like Sus Laila. If Zman plays a role in the Chiyuv, any role in the Chiyuv, should pata. So that's the Minchas Chinuch has a whole he'ora, interesting he'ora. The Gemara had a three-way machloikas hamorim regarding kniyat v'chamor. A chamor can't, behemoth can't own property. So the Gemara had a machloikas in umdene. What did he mean? So one opinion is kniyat v'chamor is kona machza, he's kona half, and the chamor is not kind of the other. One sheet is, he's kind of all. He meant to give everything away that the chamor can't get, so he meant to give everything to the at. And the other opinion is that nobody gets anything. He meant like kniyat kachamor. So it's a psychological umdina. So you look in Choshen Mishpat, in Simon Reish Test is the Simon about Dovish Laboliyot. So the Ramah, in Simon Reish Tes, I think at the end of Siv Dalet, there's a long Ramah at the end of Siv Dalet, so around six lines before the end of that long Ramah, he mentions that there's an issue if you makne a dovish alo bali yodam biyachad with a dovish alo bali yodam, what's the din? But he doesn't quote all the shittas. So the Pischei Tshuva there on Reish Tes, at the end of Siv Dalet, writes, look in the Sma earlier. The Sma in Simon Reish Gimel, Sivkot Yotez, has a long Ariches and he quotes all the different opinions. So there are three opinions regarding the situation where the person is Makne, Dovish Abolion, together with the Dovish Abolion. So one opinion is that everything is Chal. Everything is Chal. How can it be? A Kenyan or a Dovish Abolion? Nobody holds Kenyat Vachamor, the Chamor is Kaina. How can there be three opinions over here? So they say, no, apparently these early Achrayim, late Rishonim, they rub the opinion based on the Gemara Kuf Mem Beis Amin Beis, the previous Amin. The Gemara says, "Daita Shaladim Karav Eitzel Beno." But even if you hold that you can't be Machten Dovish Labali, you can't be Machten to an Uber who wasn't born yet, you can't be Machten to a Dovish Labali Olam. But Daita Shaladim Karav Eitzel Beno. So some Achrayim took it from that Gemara, from other Gemaras, and put together a few Gemaras. So some Achrayim hold, some Rishonim, some Achrayim hold that the whole Chisorin of Dovish HaBalei Olam is just a Chisorin and Das. So if the person is Makna Dovish HaBalei Olam together with the Dovish HaBalei Olam with one Maisei Kinyan, so since he had Das on the Dovish HaBalei Olam, so that shows that he had Das on the Dovish HaBalei Olam as well, and even the Dovish HaBalei Olam will be Chad L'Kishei HaBalei Olam. That's one opinion. And then you have the other two, then you have the other shitas, that the normal psak should have been a kinyan is chal on the dovish abolyam, kinyan is not chal on the dovish la abolyam. Then you have a pele. There's one sheet that kinyan is not a mechala on the dover shaboliyol. That's so the achrayim asked the ksei says the kasha, but we paskin kara machza. By kinyan for hamor we paskin kara machza. So why should there be? And that's a psychological umden. The Gemara says all the three sheetahs by Kaniyat Bachamor is a question of umden. And what's the psychology? What did he have in mind? So most of the Rishonim seem to pass halakha Rav Nachman, that kona machzo. So why should there be a sheet over here that you're not kona at all? So they try to give differences. If it's Kaniyat Bachamor, you're really making a kinyan for the chamor and a kinyan for the atu. We're making one maisa kinyan, but it's kinyan for the chamor, kinyan for the at. So for the at it is kind of, for the chamor it's not kind of. But over here, apparently these poskim hold, if you make one kinyan, let's say you made one kinyan chalipan on the dovah shaboli, on the dovah shaboli olam, they treat it as one big kinyan. So since it can't be chal on the dovah shaboli olam, it's a din, it's not just a psychological umdinah. So even on the Dovah Shabbali Yom, it's also not Chab. So the Ktzois quotes one of his Talmidim by name who tries to be Mechalik. Why it should be so? Why should there be such an opinion? This is related to the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Yud Tes and Beis, and to the Gemara in Kedushin also. A man is Mekadosh and Isha, let's say, with $100. Hariyah Mekadoshes with $100. So the din is a man to be mekadosh and isha with the shava pruta. If he's mekadosh with $100, is the pshat is mekadosh with a pruta, and the remaining $99.99 is like a tanai. Harei mekadosh isli the pruta almanas. So let's say you give a ring that you paid for a ring $500, a wedding ring. So you mekadosh the isha with the full $500, and you mekadosh and isha with a pruta shabo, and the rest is only like a tanai. So there's such a ritvah on Baba Basra. The Ritva learns in the Gemara that pruta is a minimum. If you mekadosh with $500, so the whole $500 is mekadosh. So if the man is mekadosh with milva pruta, the Gemara says about David HaMelech. David HaMelech married the Bas Shol based on milva pruta. So if a man wants to be mekadosh and isha with $500 worth of kesef, $250 of it is a milba, $250 is a pruta, is kesef. So there's room to clear the same shaila. Should I say that since half of it is not chal, mekadosh milba is any mekadoshes? So I should say nothing is chal, because it's not stama tanai bi'alma. It's considered as if the whole $500 is the kesef kedushin. So that's a shaila. We pass mekadosh milba pruta, daita pruta. It doesn't mean poshib hanat. Doesn't mean that it's only daita pruta. No, since it's daita pruta, I ignore the fact that it's also daita milva. It's like it's hekona machza. So milva pruta, daita pruta, al pi pashtus means since it was also daita pruta, it's good enough. It could be that to say daita milva would mean daita milva. Since it was daita milva, so that passels the fact that it was daita pruta, that passels it, because the whole amount was the kesef kedushin. That's a possibility. Here the Gemara discusses a person was mafresh truma on a lot of kishos, a lot of vegetables that he has, fruits or vegetables, and it turns out that one of them is a little bitter. So what's the problem? So Tosfos and the Tanaim have an issue here. So what's the issue? So Tosfos, the Gemara in the Gemara Bayos, as well as the Gemara in Yevamah Daf, where is it? Pei Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara seems to say that the issue is that the fella doesn't. There's an iser to be mafresh a torah min aruah al ayofen. You're not allowed to be torah min aruah al ayofen, and the person wants to avoid that. He wants to avoid violating that. So Tosfos, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that a torah min aruah al ayofen is over an iser. The Gemara in the beginning of Temura has Machloikas Abai Rava, the two girsas, which way did Abai say and which way did Rava say. It should Chabanaf Kemina, because whenever there's Machloikas Abai Rava, we pass on like Rava, except for Yalka Gap. So that's a shalu, which way did Rava say, which way did Abai say. The issue is, Kol Milsa Dam Rachmana Le Sabed, Yavid Le Nani. So that's the Gemara presents in a Machloikas. Shalu is already enough Kemina said, oh. So according to one pshat in the Gemara, it comes out of the maskana, there's no nafkamina. Just a nafkamina, how you interpret the psukim. But bottom line, there's no nafkamina. So it does make a difference, but if you pass like by the rabbi, it's irrelevant. going to come to the same maskana. But if there is a nafkamina, so that'll be a shaila how you pass. So the Gemara there asked the kasha, how can anybody say that the milsa damachmano the sabadi avid la nahani? The din is that there's an isa, you're not allowed to be tormen or ruah la yofe, but it says beferish, if you were tormen or yofe, the truma is chal. So you say, yavid mahani. So the Gemara says, we learn from pasuk, yavid mahani. So some achrayim assume, I looked in the Sakapita Talmud, they don't have, under the let aleph, yavid mahani, yavid la mahani. They don't have anything there. So, but I remember some of the achrayim assume, the Eloshe Nagamar is called Milsa Dharma Achamana Loi Sabid, Yavid Amahani. The only time there's a machloikis is if there's a lois essay. If there's only an essay, then there's no machloikis. So over here, the Ramban in the Hashmatas to the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Ramban wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he lists off what, in his opinion, are the Taryag Mitzvahs. And the Ramban deletes around 20 Mitzvahs, essay 20 Mitzvahs, so he has to replace them with other Mitzvahs. So in the end of the Minyan Ha'esin of the Ramban adds, he deleted along the way a whole bunch of around 20 or so, so then he has to replace them with others. So he has mitzvah test that he adds on, is this mitzvah saseh? He says that this is a mitzvah saseh, not a mitzvah saseh. Shalom litram min aro ala yofen. So if those achrenim are right, that the only time there's a machloikis in the Gemara is milsa damachamara loy sabit, yavid lemhani, if the Torah has a lav, and here by Torah Manar Ali offer, there is no law. What was the Gemara's kasha in the first place? Nobody holds the Ovid Lamahani if it's only an essay. Unless it say that gufa was the Gemara's answer. Maybe that was the answer. The Pasuk says that it's only an essay, so everybody agrees that there's no issue, there's no machlokes by the Ovid Mahani, Ovid Lamahani. Could be. So the Bavli presents it by Yos in Yevamah's Daf Peites Amram, the Babli presents it that the issue over here is the fellow wants to be mafresh chumas and maisis on these fruits and vegetables, and he knows that sometimes part of the fruit will be very bitter, and he doesn't want to violate the din of Terman or Ala Yofa. You look in the Rambam seems not to learn like the Babli. The Rambam seems to learn like the Pashtus of the Yerushalmi, that it's a question of hafrosha b'tois. That if the person didn't want to, it was b'shogeg. The Tosis points out, the Tosis there in Yevamah, the Ramaskal Tisho is on Pei Tesem and Allah. So Tosis asks on the Bavli, why does the Gemara say that the issue involved is that he does want to violate the Yisra of Tom and Arah La Yofa? Why does the Gemara say that it's hafrosha struma b'tois? He doesn't want to give rotten, he doesn't want to give spoiled, he doesn't want to give sour or bitter truma. So Tosfos says, no, it's only called hafrosha b'tois if it's a different min. But it's basically the same min, but it's inferior, that's not called the tois. So this is what to judge about. In Mechira, if you sell merchandise, so there's a din of mekach tois and there's a din of ainoa. So the din of mekach tois, the Gemara has on Atzadik and Merale from Bava Basra, called Davish and Midah, Vishal and Mishkal, Vishal and Minyan. It doesn't depend on shtus, poches mishtus, shtus, and yes and mishtus. That's considered a mekach tois. Or if you sell chitim and into seorim, I ordered a dozen eggs and they deliver a pound of potatoes. It's in Gansan the wrong thing. I asked for onions and they sent potatoes. That's the wrong thing. If it's the wrong min, or it's the wrong midah mishkal minyan, so that's tois. That's not a din of ainoa. But if it's the wrong price, or it's inferior quality, yofes and nimtzu rose, it's inferior quality, so then the Mishnah says, on daf pei gimel amud beis, the second half of the Mishnah, arba midas b'machram, that's a din of ainoa. So only Mishnah Nisana has a right to back out. Whenever it's a mekach tois, it's the wrong din. So either party can back out. The whole mekach was a mistake. So the shaila is, that's in the area of mechira, when you're selling merchandise, when you're selling the taltalim, eina no le karkois, the Ramban HaChomish writes, eina no le karkois, how can it be? But the pasuk gives the mashal, you should set the price when you're selling karka to a lekech, you should determine the price based on how many years he's going to have the karka until yevil, because when it comes, I'm kibbush al yevil, I'm going to get it back. So if it's only 2 years before yevil, so I can't charge him an outrageous price, he's only going to have it for 2 years. So the Chumash gives the example of the Isser of Ainoa by Karkos. How can the Tanaim learn that from the Pesukim? They don't know the Karkos. So Ramban explains, Menachas Chinuch explains it by Harchove, but this Ramban, but it's in the Ramban. So the Ramban explains, the Pasuk is Meramis to you that there are two parts to the din of Oino. There's an Isa and there's a penalty. How did the Tanoim know that there's a penalty? Because they darshaned from the Pasuk that Eino Noele Karkois. The din of Oino only applies to Karka. How can it be? It's against the Pasuk. The Pasuk says you should try to fix the price according to how many years are left to the Yoivim. So that's why the Chachamim understood there are two parts to the din of Oino. There's an Isa, Oino that applies even to Karka. And then there's a penalty. What should the penalty be? So that's Lama Sara Kosav El Al Chachamim. So the Chachamim established Bachas Mishtus, Shtus, Yes, and Mishtus. They established what should be the penalty of Oino. So in Mechira, you have two dinim. You have a din of Mekach Tos, and you have a din of Oino. What's in Kol HaTorah Kula? Where there is no din of Oino. There is no din of Oino. So should you say any mistake in quality? Any mistake in quality, Yofus and Imtzer Royce will be considered a Mecca, a Tois? Or should you say no? Only Mida Mishka Minyan or Min? And Gansen, that's a man is Mekadosh Rochel and turns out to be Leia. So that's like Chitim with Imtzer Sorim. That's the wrong Heftzer. So that'll be a Kiddush Tois. But let's say he marries a woman and she's not so good looking. So that's, she's not able to have any children. Let's say she turns out to be an islandess. So the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Yevamos, the simple reading in the Mishnah is that Kiddusha islandess is a Kiddusha tois and it's not chal at all. You don't even need to get midirabbana. But then the Gemara reinterprets that's not the reason for the Mishnah. The Gemara says the reason for the Mishnah because it says, Vaya pchoshetelet yokam shamacha meis. So the Gemara says, Kol HaMikra, in all of Chumash, Ein HaMikra Yotzim Midei Pshut, except for that Pasuk. The Pasuk Shat and the Pasuk is that the first baby that's born should be named after the man who died. The Gemara says, there is no such thing. It's not so. And the whole Pasuk is Yotzim Midei Pshuto, and every phrase in the Pasuk is alluding to a different din. Boy, Abchor Mitzvah Begot Eliyabma, Asher Teilet Pratla Islandess, etc., etc. So if the woman's an islandess, she's not real Lohoilid. So there's no Zika at all. So that's what the Gemara interprets in Mishnah. The Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah would have been, if she's an islandess, it's Kiddusha Tois, and the other wife is not a Tzaras Erva. But the Gemara reinterprets, it's not so. If she's an islandess, so there's no din, there's no Zika on her. That's why the other one is not considered a Tzaras Erva. So what's Halacha L'maisa by an islandess? They need to get or not. So there are three different opinions there. The Taisus on base on base, on the top of base on base, and the mask or Shinimtsu islandess. So Taisus quotes the Rabbeinu Tam that you do need a get, but the two versions of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban, same, the Rabbeinu Tam is in the Sefer Yosha. So the Ramban quotes the Rabbeinu Tam as if he said, you need a get min haTorah, that it's not a Kiddusha Tois. And then the Book of Yosef writes with Pharisee that the Rabbeinu Tam only meant, you need a get min haRabban. I seem to remember that when we learned Yevamos, Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe this is the pshat, that if it would have been Mekach, Yofetz, and Imtzu Ros, inferior quality, so Mekach, there's a din of Mekach Toes, Mida Mishka Minyan, or a mistaken Min, Chitim and Imtzu Sorim, or something like that, Rochav and Imtzu Sleya. And what if it's an area, another area of Halacha, where you need Dasa Bailim, Dasa Odom, other than Mekach, so do you say everything that would have been Oino falls under the category of Tois? Or do you say no? There's no Oino, and it's only a Tois, Kiddusha Tov, it's a Rochel ben Imtzesleh. So that could be the Pshat of the Rabbeinu Tam, that by islandess, even though the fellow probably wanted to get married to a woman, they're going to have children. Normally people want to have children. So it could be that's why the Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not a Kiddusha Tois. That's not called a Tois. Could be even if you hold that you don't need a get at all, it could be that, let's say I buy an automobile and it's a little scratched. So that's a din of, that's Yofus and Imtzu Ros. That's a din of Oinor. That's not a din of Mekach Tois. What if I buy an automobile and it just doesn't go at all? You put your foot on the brakes don't work, or the automobile doesn't work. That's like a scratch. That's Yofus and Imtzu Ros. The automobile doesn't function at all. So that's mamish, by definition, that's not an automobile. So it could be. The Gemara has on the very less daf and tainis. The Gemara says, that the girls would dance and the boys would marry the girls, they would make shiduchim. So the Gemara says that the Gemara makes a statement that three statements: Ein isha ela labanim, Ein isha ela liyofi, Ein isha ela letachshitim. In Yiddish folklore, they say that that's why the Gemara says basis zelishta, because the word bias, base yutof, is a rosh teva, is banim yofi and tachshitim. And the Purim Torah, they say that it says vatihi lo levas, that Mordechai took Esther was the yisoima. So Mordechai took care of her. So the Gemara al tikri lebas ala lebais beis zewishta, he married her. So if it's beis zewishta, how come it's spelled bas beis tough? So they say because the Gemara says that Esther was not good looking. She was a rakraka soisa. That's why it says she was moitzis chayim. Moitzis chayim means that she was not good looking, but she found favor in the eyes of Achashverosh. So that's why it doesn't have the yud. The yud spelled beis yud tough. Beis stands for bonim and yofi and tachshitim. So they had tachshitim, she had bonim, and she didn't have any yofi, so that's why for her it says bas. That's in Yiddish folklore, that, as they say. So it could be that what's the basic idea behind marriage? Just to live with a female? Or the basic idea of marriage is to have children? So it could be, just like if you have an automobile, that just doesn't go at all. So that's not a mum, that's not like a scratch on the car. That's by definition. That's not an automobile. It's not me. Either can back out. Not just Misha Nisana. That's not a no. That's the definition of an automobile. So it could be that that's the Gemara. Ein isha el labanim means if she's an islandess, if she's an akora, that's a different thing. An akora, you can treat with medication or hormones or whatever. Maybe she'll become ois akora. Islandess, you can't treat. Islandess, the whole body grows differently. So it could be that by an islandess, it's a different min. It could be. It's by definition. It's not called. A marriage. But it's possible to say, if the Rabbeinatam, if the Ramban's understanding of the Rabbeinatam is correct, the Rabbeinatam meant to say that you need to get min haTorah. So that's the B or Y, because a marriage it is. He's marrying a female. They're living together. Kederach ish v'yishter. And it's a mum. It's a mum. So mumim yofim and imtzerois. That's only a din of Einor. So that's only by Mecca Chamemka. In other areas, other than Mecca Chamemka, so that's not called a tois. Wouldn't be considered tois. But the Rambam seems to hold that that's the story over here. That it's mitam hafrasha struma b'tois. Not like the Bavli. The Bavli seems to hold the whole issue of the Tanoim was the fellow doesn't want to violate the iser of Torah men aru ala yofim. But the Rambam seems to present it like the Yerushalmi, that it is a din of tois. It's a hafrasha b'tois. Anyway, the Ramban had a taina against the Rambam, why he didn't count this as one of the taryag mitzvahs, not to be Torah men aru ala yofim. So the Megillas Esther always comes to defend the Rambam. So he writes over here, the Rambam held that the Rambam counted the mitzvah of hafrasha struma. And this is a lechatchila in the mitzvah of hafrasha struma to be Torah min hayofi. It's a prat mi prote hamitzvah. The Rambam wrote in the 14 klolim, in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that you don't count every detail in the mitzvah. This is just one of the details. So someone pointed out, some of the boys pointed out, that there's a tesis in the end of Nida, where tesis says it doesn't make sense to have a lechatchila derais in the area of a mater, only in a mitzvah. So there is a discussion in Rishonim and in Achrayim, Machlekes and Rishonim, Machlekes and Achrayim. It's a Taz, I think, in Simon Aleph and Yerideya, in the Marsham, has a Sefer Das Torah where he varps on all the Marmekaimus, he shakes out all the Marmekaimus from all the Rishonim about this issue. It seems to be, Rabbi Gevega points out, it seems to be a Machlekes, the Taz in Simon Aleph and Mogen Avraham and Hilchas Tzitzis in Simon Ches, where the Hafrash Hashtrum is a mitzvah or just a matir. So the question that they asked was, how can that be al-chatchila deraisa? If you hold that Afrash is truma is only a matir, and Tosfos says that a matir, if it's muta b'di'evad, it's muta l'chatchila. So how can you have al-chatchila? So that's a taina on the Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther comes to defend the Rambam. He claims the Rambam didn't count this mitzvah that the Ramban added on, Hashmatas. Hashmata mitzvah test, the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah not to be Torah men arah. The Rafi holds that as a prat within the mitzvah of hafrashas truma, lechatchila should be, the mitzvah b'shleimus should be men ayofe, shouldn't be men arah. So that's a taina. If you hold that hafrashas truma is not a mitzvah, it's only a matah, how can they have a lechatchila? But it could be that that's why the Ramban counted it as a separate mitzvah. Why didn't the Ramban understand that it's a prat and a prata mitzvah? Maybe we have to check out the Ramban by hafrashas truma. Well, he takes a stand over there. It could be that if one holds that hafrashas truma is only matah, it doesn't make sense to have a lechatchila deraisa and a matah. So maybe that's what motivated the Ramban to say that it should be counted as a separate mitzvah. And it's a resi, not to be torn in our room. Then you can't have a taina. How can you have a lechatchila deraisa and a matah? It's a separate mitzvah. It's a separate din. But if the way the Megillah Esther says that it's a prat within the mitzvah of hafrashas truma, that's the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Bishlei Musa, that only works, that's only nita na yomer, on the assumption that hafrashas truma is a mitzvah. Okay.
The whole hafrashas is a matzah, but there's a mitzvah
l'chatchila. Strange. Yes, a strange point. I don't know. Okay.